Standardees number one, number two, number three, listen attentively. The directive from the powers that be. Forthwith, we are to use every type of service, science, and sage in order to raise life expectancy to above 100 years of age. But, sir, wouldn't the solution be to reduce the population and pollution, to avoid overcrowding, climate change, and catastrophic conclusion? Number three, we never question the powers that be. Ours is not to deviate, devolution, or to revolution. Right, number one, number two, number three, the powers that be want more space for the ever-expanding human race. So we're going to concrete over the green pleasant land from end to end, making it easier to manage and easier to defend. Right, number one, number two, number three, there's another directive from the powers that be. It appears, after concreting over cowslip and clover, the population is still expanding and falling from the white cliffs of Dover. So, number one, number two, number three, the directive from the powers that be is to flatten every molehill and mound, cut down every tiding and tree, until we reach the open sea. Excellent. Number one, number two, number three, unfortunately another directive from the powers that be. We are to mobilize every man and every machine and move the mountains of Snowdonia into the Irish Sea. Easy. Sir, shouldn't we think of another solution to this ever-expanding human evolution? Number three, we never question the powers that be. We never try to rhyme or reason. Giving sense is tantamount to high treason. Right, number one, number two, number three. Another directive from the powers that be. We are to construct an enormous dam from Dover all the way across the Biscay to the French port of Caen. Then we are to backfill the English Channel and the North Sea all the way back to the Outer Hebrides. Then, and only then, say the powers that be, are we to repopulate the new-made land with our newly made refugees.